Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon you can watch on YouTube. Go check it out. Subscribe, have fun, laugh, tell all your friends. I'm also on the Game Brain podcast, so if you love board games the way I do, you should listen to that one too. And joining me is someone from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast for all your bachelor and bachelorette and bachelor singing and bachelors in paradise and bachelors scuba diving and bachelors taking planes and bachelors taking shits. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on?
Well, hello. That was the most apt way to put that.
Yeah. I mean, some of those franchises have not been greenlit by ABC, but I think they're in the pipeline.
Oh, trust me. Bachelor's shitting is coming.
It really is. Bachelors on Zoom. Bachelorettes. On Skype. Who knows? So much potential. How you doing, Ronnie?
Good. How's everything going over there, honey?
Just fab. I actually closed my window today, so if a sanitation truck comes by, the listeners will not have to hear it. So just feeling like I turned over a new leaf.
Personal responsibility. Well, let's start out this beautiful Below Deck Day with some small business shout-outs. I would like to start with Sydney Colbert. She is a pastry chef. And she is in Melbourne, Florida, and she's got an amazing Instagram page, instagram.com/covert confections, covert, like covert operations, C-O-V-E-R-T, covert confections. Go check her out. She does beautiful, beautiful work. So anybody who needs pastry for a party, wedding, etc., in Melbourne, Florida, or surrounding areas, give her a ring, guys.
Yeah, awesome. Here's one from Andrea, or Andrea. Who knows? Who has a business in Miami called Live and Let Die, but the die is spelled D-Y-E. Love a good pun. So Andrea does super unique dyes, and most of which involve the spider technique, which uses black to make other colors pop. So she does mostly sweatshirts and things like that. And she's also she's partnered with an organization called Design Lab Give, which works with women across the globe to end the cycle of poverty through creativity. And so she's been giving the DLG volunteers her hand-dyed fabrics, and they sew amazing masks from it. So that's really great. So Andrea's doing a lot of great stuff with Live and Let Die. In fact, this was her accidental business. She was actually a magazine editor and writer for 20 years before she stumbled onto doing tie-dyeing, and now it's her life, which is awesome. So everyone, go help out Andrea. You can find her online at letsgetdye.com, and the dye, again, is spelled D-Y-E, or on Instagram at letgetdye. If you use the code CRAPPENS, you get 20% off, and who doesn't want that? And also Andrea adds, P.S., Dorinda is a monster. How dare you, Andrea? How dare you? How dare you?
All right. Well, welcome to Below Deck Mediterranean Day. It's a very sad day. Oh my God. This is a very sad day for Kiko. It's a very sad day for Las Vegas. It's a very sad day for fish sticks.
Yeah. Sad day for some sea bass. Sad day for so many things. I feel like this is the first time in the history of any Below Deck where a chef has been so blatantly failing, and I am genuinely sad about it. Like, normally when they are failing, you're like, get him off the boat, go, get out of here. But this time I'm like, Kiko.
Yeah, I know, Kiko's so sweet. And he just failed towards the end here. It's not like he's been a constant failure.
Yeah, which was the name of Katie Lang's song that never made it to the air. Constant. Yeah. Okay, I'll stop.
Now that's the new Bachelor. Constant failure. The Bachelor. Constant failure. Just keep bringing it back year over year. Constant failure. The Claire Crawley season coming to you soon on The Bachelorette.
Kiko no offense, peaked. Claire. No offense, Claire, whoever you are. Kiko peaked back when he had to do like 72 dishes. And then after that, you know, it seemed like, you know, it's just he lost it. It's sad.
Yeah, so Captain, this opens up with Captain Sandy having a talk with Kiko. She's like, you know, Kiko, what I want is I want to walk out there and hear the clients go, wow. You know, these people pay a lot of money for, wow. See, I just did it. That was a free one. But these guys, you know, I have a reputation. I want to succeed, all right? Now, this isn't a beat-up session. This is a reality session. The reality is you're going to get beat up, you understand? By hugs. You're going to get beat up by non-bruising hugs, all right?
Wow. Oh, there's another one. Wow. You're getting, wow. I just said it right there.
God, that's addictive. That's what I want. I want people to be addicted to wows. Okay.
You know, back in the 90s, you know what I'd do? I'd watch TV. I would just surf those channels waiting for a Blockbuster commercial to come on. I go, wow, what a difference. Blockbuster Video.
Now, here's what you need to practice. You need to learn organization, how to put plates out. You need to plating, cooking. That would be good.
That'd be good. Understanding what foods go with what. That'd be great. I'd love that. Love that.
Maybe knife skills. You could work on those. You
know, knowing how long things take to cook.
Easy hill. It's an easy hill to get up. And he's like, is it possible I stay home tonight? She's like, of course. Get some rest in a pan. Just kidding. Backwards at snap. So just go forward with that.
Did you just ask me if it's okay for you to stay in and get some extra nap time on the boat? I mean, Kiko, bring it in. Let's give it a hug. I got one word for you. Wow.
Wow, wow, Kiko, wow. So cleaning, everybody's cleaning. Kiko's just trying to survive. Oh. And he's kind of crying. He's like, her words hurt me a lot today. And I'm Kiko. I got my moment to show everything I know. I will try my best.
He's literally crying like, all I want to do is try my best and show her that I can do it. And then it cuts to Jess going, making that bed took everything out of me.
I know, Jess. The music stops and she's just staring at a shirt.
Kiko is like bleeding for his craft, just trying to like make the most out of his chance. She's like, ugh, dust bunny.
All right, let's get up here and have a meeting, everybody. All right, here's who we got. Sean Foot and Crystal Foot. They're the foots, not the feet. All right. Now, what do you say about that? Two foots, not called feet? I'll tell you what I say. Wow.
Wow. There, Kiko. You're smiling yet? You're smiling, huh? No. So we have Sean Foot, who is an accomplished entrepreneur and a financial wealth advisor, record label owner, and real estate developer. So when she said all that, I was like, okay, this guy's going to be an asshole because he probably owes, you know, millions to the IRS. Because, I don't know, when you have those four titles together, they don't mix well, okay? That means that someone owes money to someone else. I was like, this guy's going to suck. And he was lovely. He was a lovely man.
Oh, Sean Foot. I'm looking him up. Sean Foot. I did take... He's the head of data science. No, it's a different one. Okay, it's a typical name. Go figure. For some reason, screenshot the whole thing. Yeah. And I just think it's funny how they write it all out. Sean Foot, accomplished entrepreneur who wears many hats. I was like, oh God, I hate people with too many hats. I hate a lot of hats. Crystal is a successful ad executive. Sean has been close friends with Richard since grammar school. The two were even roommates in college.
Whoa.
And then it says the two, but it's crossed out. Close friends are also business partners. I mean, these really go on. They get a lot of information. It's like reading a play.
I know. It's like a character bio.
They have a lot more than that, but it's this group of friends are deeply rooted and have shared many experiences together. They are determined to top all of that off with what they've been through in the past, a charter. Okay, guys, thanks.
That is the most vague description. They've been through things together and they know each other and have shared many conversations. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they get like a full little story on them. Well, hello, group who's known each other and been through a lot of experiences together. God, hope you like fish sticks.
Yeah, seriously. So the plan is, on night one, they want to have an anniversary celebration for one of the couples. And then they want to go take a tram into town. And then on night two, they want to have a casino-themed night. And then a 90s hip-hop night on night three, which gets me a little scared with this crew doing a 90s hip-hop night. I'm, like, afraid of problematic things happening. And then basically the point is that it's going to be a four-day charter. And Hannah goes, you wouldn't think that adding an extra knot onto a charter makes things harder, but by God, it does. It does. I was like, whoa, Hannah, relax.
By golly, she says, by golly.
By golly. She starts talking like someone who's in like a, like the perfect storm. Like, by golly, we got to get out of here.
Goodness gracious, let me tell you. And the captain's like, Hannah, now I don't want to walk out there and see nothing on tables, okay? I want to see things on tables. That's my note for you. Write it down. Things on tables, right?
You can't go have conversations with friends who you've had conversations with before if you got nothing on the table, okay?
These people have known each other for years, and they've known each other through a lot of tables, right?
They've had a lot of experiences, and those experiences came with tables that had things on them.
And Chef, okay, stop crying. Okay, you can stop crying now. Not a beat-up session. Okay, you stopped. Okay. Just don't want to beat you up. You're going to be fired today. Okay. Oh, stop crying. Okay. Listen, okay.
Kiko, stop crying there first. Okay. Listen, we just need simple things out of you, Kiko. Just, you know, make food that looks nice and doesn't remind people of a kid's birthday party. That's all. That's all you have to do, really.
Come on, Keek. So, let's see here. Humdinger. Why did I write Humdinger?
Because Rob said they're getting ready to go out, and Rob's like, tonight, I'm ready to have a humdinger. No. Sounds like it.
So then Rob and Jess are all over each other. Ugh, I hate watching new couples just make out all the time, okay?
Especially Jesus. When they have weird chemistry that I don't really buy. Like chemistry of, like, geographic chemistry, meaning that, like, they have chemistry because they're near each other. It's like proximity chemistry. He's like, I just want to hold you and give you lovies.
Also, Rob, just in general right now, have you heard the Rob gossip?
No, not.
Well, I kind of heard it. Everybody's going to be hitting their steering wheel right now as I butcher this gossip because I'm not prepared. But I heard about it from a friend the other day telling me he's in trouble because he's been DMing all these, like, well, just women. I'll just keep it there. He's been DMing all these women like, I want to splooge in you and eat it out of your butthole. Some like gross stuff.
A real
and
humdinger.
They're like, what a real humdinger. And people are like screenshotting that and posting it and stuff. So, you know, it's a free country.
Surprised?
I'm a sex positive person and everything. But that's all I can see now is like butt munching and like dirty talk.
Okay, I'm not surprised. I'm not saying I condone it, but I'm not surprised because he's a former model who likes to think of himself as deep. That's what we call a fuckboy, okay? If there's anything that we
boy.
Fuckboy.
Yeah, he's got some fuckboy written
someone
on him,
for someone who's gone
sure.
by with their looks alone in life. And also, by the way, he was a former drug runner. I don't know. Like, his judgment is not his strong suit. And he saw a girl holding a book and thought that she was intelligent because of that. And he's a fuckboy.
Yeah, fuckboy.
I mean, we've seen girl.
Yeah, so Jess is like, I think I'm due to have a successful relationship, I think. He's like, you're an amazing human being. You are so amazing.
And then we go over to the crew mess where Alex and Bugsy are flirting. They're doing that sarcastic flirting where it's like, yeah, you like playing games? You like playing games? I don't love playing games. I don't get play games. Well, I don't play games either. You know what I'm saying? Tonight I'm going to get lit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be like a Christmas tree tonight. What? Like, no lit. Ooh.
Pretty much that was that. And then Yuna's like, Kiko, put on some clothes. It's time to go out, bro. And I was like, why are you still giving him lines? All right. Yeah. I want to see no unit. You promised.
So then everyone is now dressed up, and they're like assembling in the crew mess, and Hannah sees Bugsy and goes, oh, you look like one of your tables.
She does. She looks like Anthropology started making coffee filters. What are you wearing? She's wearing like some weird moo-moo puff dress, and then she's wearing a chain, like a, you know, like a big thick chain, like big thick wrapper chain around her neck.
Yeah.
And was her other necklace is like a heart or something. I wrote it down later because I was like, because someone says, oh, you know what I love about you? Your fashion. That's what it is.
It's Alex. Because then Bugsy goes, well, I inspired my table to score decor. I just love accessories. It's like my thing. I love accessories, all of them all at once on me.
So then in the van on the way over there, Unit's talking to Alex, and he's like, you know, Kiko's really taking it to heart. And Alex is like, yeah, you know, it's like being called out in front of all your peers. Oh, if anyone knows about that, it's me. I totally know about it. No, sir. You got called out in front of your peers for being a sexist asshole. Kiko's getting called out for making sloppy food.
Yeah.
Different.
Exactly. So then Kiko now tells us the story. Poor Kiko, because this episode is all about making it seem like he's going to have his big comeback episode. He's like, I came from a country to the opportunity that's, you know, it's not big as first world countries. And so for us, when you get good opportunity, it doesn't matter if you can do it or not. You always try because a chance, you can do well with your chance. You can do it. You can do it. Hi, Kiko.
Oh, Kiko. Yeah, that's what the Statue of Liberty says. Fake it till you make it, baby. My bloodline has been doing it ever since we got off that boat, buddy.
Yeah, as we all know, as I believe, was her name Emma Lazarus? Maybe not. I don't know. Who wrote in that poem? Show me your... I don't even remember the poem.
Bring me your hungry...
Bring me your hungry, your poor. Tired, your poor, your potato gratins yearning to sop all over the plate.
Bring me your delicious butter and dairy products.
Bring me your fish sticks and your french fries yearning to be like Vegas.
Bring me your Domino brownies.
Bring me
your poor.
And bring me Domino's. Just Domino's pizza.
So Hannah is like, you know, Hannah and Malia are talking. They're at dinner now. And Hannah's like, well, I think his taste is really good. And Malia's like, do you think he's going to last? And they, you know, both hope that he's going to. Well, Malia probably doesn't because it looks like her boyfriend's already lined up to take over. What a coincidence.
Oh, you think?
Isn't that such a coincidence? Well, yeah. I mean, they're getting rid of Kiko the week her boyfriend's coming to visit. I'm so sure. You guys are so tricky. You're so tricky.
How do they... That's crazy. That's crazy.
Right?
Wow. That blew my mind, Ronnie. I'm out of podcast mode right now. I'm just thinking about that. I'm like, how did they plan that? How did they schedule it? How did they, like, pull that off? What happened?
I guess they've been ready to get rid of him for a while. I mean, if you're,
Must be since the last charter, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. So, so now at the dinner table, Alex is flirting with Bugsy, and they're like, it's annoying. They're flirting about how joking about having no sense of humor or whatever, but this is where he says that he likes her sense of fashion, which is hilarious too, because again, she looks like Pottery Barn.
Yeah, she looks nuts. She's wearing hair clips, those huge hair clips, a puka shell necklace, and a giant wrapper chain. That's what she's wearing. So he's like, yeah, you know what? What did she say? Will you put that next to you? And she puts a glass next to him. And he's like, whoa, anything else? Whoa, that was a joke. That was a joke I made at you. She's like, I don't have a sense of humor. He's like, at least you got fashion sense, am I right? Look at that beret, you guys. Look at that. She's hot.
Sparks flying. And meanwhile, Rob turns to Jess and goes, I like you a little bit too much, I think. Hashtag humdinger.
Emily is like, God, get a room already, all right? And Bugs is like, you know, I hold back in relationships because I fear rejection. When I was 14, I met the first guy I really liked, but instead, he told me I wasn't the one for him. And I said I'd never, ever, ever set myself up again for that kind of failure. It's like, that's your trauma, Bugsy. Go back to the drawing board, okay? You want some trauma?
That was amazing that was her trauma. I mean, that's funny because we sort of make fun of the fact that the trauma on this show is always the same about, like, you know, yeah, I didn't save my life, I was doing drugs, or like, I've got a child at home. So now when we finally get like a nothing backstory, we're like, oh, get out of here.
Shut up. So the boys talk about whether Alex has a chance with Bugsy or not. My best advice is pretend you're a barrette. Okay. Just hold her hair back. She'll be with you forever, babe.
I have a lot of trust issues with men holding my hair back because one time when I was 14 years old, I was reading Ethan Frome, and then they got on the sled and he said he'd hold her back and they crashed into a tree. Spoiler.
The only thing Rapunzel ever did wrong was hold her hair back. Oh!
So let's go to a club called Tito's.
Tito's Palma. Club. They get in there and Bugsy goes,
"The club downtown Dallas."
Yes. Hannah is so bored in this whole scene.
Hannah is just like sitting there so annoyed. It's like her phone died or something. She can't play Candy Crush. She misses Kiko. She misses her boyfriend. She just hates this.
Yeah. And so Bugsy and Malia are trying to stir up drama with just themselves, and they're talking in the corner. And Bugsy's like, "Well, I just came here to help." And Malia's like, "Well, Captain Sandy had to wake you up to save the day, and that probably gets under Hannah's skin."
Yeah. And they're basically like saying that Kiko, like, you know, Kiko's really nice, but being nice isn't going to cut it.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, it's the same thing with Jess, though. I mean, if it keeps impacting us, Hannah's going to have to make a decision. Or Captain Sandy, or one of them. Somebody's going to have to make a decision.
Yeah. And then we go back to Kiko on the boat, and he's playing guitar. And he's like, "I'm freaking out. I never quit." And then he starts telling his trauma, which, again, I thought it was going to be more traumatic than it was. He's like, "When I was a kid, my parents had a painting store, and they started to grow fast, but then people started to steal from them, and my dad was broke, and he was 54 years old, and..." I was like, "Oh no, what did his dad do? What?" He goes, "But today we're okay, we got the money back, so, you know, my dad's a fighter." I was like, "Oh, okay, so you had a financial hardship, and but you're okay, all right."
Yeah, I mean, nothing beats running drugs to the border, I have to say.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferelio, it's Lindsay Ferelio.
Lourdes, the Lordess of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So they all leave the club, and Rob and Jess are making out in the van, and Hannah's falling asleep in the front. And basically, I mean, I don't know, Jess and Rob are in love.
Yeah, he's like, "You smell so good." Because they're in bed now, and she's like, "I've been looking for someone like you for a while." He's like, "It's been 3 weeks. Maybe you just fancy my body."
She goes, "Oh my God, I think I manifested him. Because my spiritual therapist had me write a list, and I wrote sensitive, not a train wreck, knows how to beat the cops to the border, likes munching butts. And here he is. Here he is."
Yeah, right here. So then it's like 2:13 a.m., and Bugsy and Alex are hanging out, and Alex, he's like wasted, and He announces that he's going to go to bed, but not before having like a rambling drunk monologue where he's like, "Bugs, I actually respect you a lot, and honestly, I think you're an absolutely awesome person, and I appreciate that, like thank you, like fresh, I'm like actually like very, you get things, you ride with it, like you're whatever, you're like, at the end of the day, you might not care, but like whatever, I care, and like I'm having a I'm having a hard time explaining it right now. I'm like, what are you saying?
She just grabs his hand and laughs and is like, bye. Bye,
I think what you're trying to say is, I bring the thunder.
So, alarm sound. Oh, I hate that sound on TV shows when they play the iPhone alarm. I hate it.
It's awful.
It triggers me every time I hear it.
Yeah. And Alex is with Rob, and he's like, hey, did you sleep all right? And Rob goes, can't really remember, because I was asleep. Ha. Ha. Ha.
Stew meeting. So Hannah's like, some things are going to change this chatter. Myself and Bugs on lunch service and dinner, because I have to ensure dinner is flawless, because we need to try and help Kiko and support him as much as we can this chatter. And I don't know what the F is going on in the laundry, but golly gee, it has to change. Right, Jess?
Golly gee. And Jess is like, all right, well, fine. So if anyone winds up getting laundry from Captain Sandy, I want you to put it on the other side of a door, and then I will go slam my hand in that door, and we'll fix it.
Well, maybe we should communicate it, and we'll have a shelf with room numbers on it.
She's like,
You'll have a shelf here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you have another one that says 9, 10.
Bingo! Oh, sorry, I thought we were doing...
I don't know anything that you just told me to do. Can't understand your language, but you lost bingo. Sit down with your fake card.
So now it's time for provisions. And the provisions are coming in. And then a deck crew meeting. And so Malia calls the deck crew for a meeting on one of the decks. And Captain Sandy happens to be out there. So she does like the most mom thing, which is she's like, well, let's see how my daughter does. I'm just going to sit right here. No pressure. Just pretend I'm not here. Okay. I'm just going to sit back here and watch. So Malia is just like leading this meeting and she's telling everyone what they have to do. And Sandy's just sitting there going like, so good. So good.
Wow. And Hannah passes her and she goes, hello. She goes, isn't she good? Look at her go.
Look, so
Hannah's
proud
like,
of her.
All right, well, I've got you. What about your, what laundry are you missing, Malia? And Malia's like, oh, I found it. And she's like, well, I asked Jess about my uniform, and she said that you aren't doing crew uniforms, and I'm missing things, so I'm not really sure what she's saying. And so Captain Sandy grabs Hannah on the way back in, and she's like, she better get it right this charter, or Malia's boyfriend is going to be cooking and ironing.
Don't make me do it, Missy.
This is charter number 5. I'm tired of her excuses. She's got a great attitude, but I need people who are ready to do their job, okay? And if that means she has to take a nap and then do the laundry, fine. Because that would make me happy if she did that, actually.
Yeah. Amelia tells us her boyfriend is coming, and she's like, it's going to be so refreshing to have an intelligent conversation with a male on board. You got a point there.
Yeah. So now Hannah's with Jess, and she's like, honey, what's going on with the uniforms? Are you not? Why not? Did you say that they're not a priority? And she's like, I didn't say it wasn't a priority. I said crew clothing wasn't a priority, okay? And so Hannah is basically saying that Sandy overheard and that Jess has to give, 110% this charter.
So then Jess is like, well, I'm getting fired over a miscommunication. Yes, and because people don't have their laundry. Okay?
Yeah.
They don't have their laundry. So Hannah, bad move here, I think. She's like, then speak to Malia. Mm-hmm. And so Jess is like, I love Hannah, but there are things that are making me look bad. Like, I'm the third. I'm the little bitch. I'm not supposed to think of these things. Not my job.
Like, if you put crew uniforms by the laundry machine, am I just supposed to naturally know to wash them? Like, I'm not supposed to think of these things.
Uniforms all look the same. Like, they're uniform. Like, what am I supposed to do about it? Maybe everybody should just get something different to wear.
How am I supposed to know the difference between a tablecloth and Bugsy's outfits? I can't tell. That shouldn't be on me.
So then Malia is eating with the crew. She's like, guys, I'm super pumped about what we are accomplishing. And Jess comes in. She's like, I wanted to clarify personal clothing during charters and not uniforms during charters. That is what I said. So
Emily was like, yeah, but we aren't getting our uniforms back. Well, but you're getting the front of your uniforms, right? No, I don't mean like we're not getting the back of our uniforms. We're just not getting any of our uniforms.
Well, what about the middle of them? That's our bodies, Jess. Okay? She's like, well, next time talk to me so it doesn't go to Captain Sandy. And she's like, well, look, I didn't mean to, but Hannah asked us why we weren't getting our uniforms back, and it's because we're not getting our uniforms back. So...
Yeah, so Malia's like, yeah, I mean, there just needs to be organization. It's like a top-down thing. No, I don't mean like I needed my top right now. I'm wearing my top. I mean like the organization is a top-down thing.
I mean, I didn't mean to throw you under the bus. Like, I just threw Hannah under the bus after she threw me under the bus right now. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of buses on this boat, guys.
A lot of buses.
So, guest arrivals. I was worried because the gigantic sun hat.
Yes. These guests came and they were like dressed to the hilt. So I was like, oh my God, they're going to be so high maintenance. And they were like very lovely people.
They were. I know. I was scared of them because
so nice.
Crystal's walking down with a walk. You know,
yeah.
She's like, ba-dum. I was like, uh-oh. Watch out. And then they're like, hi, love you guys. Everything's great. What can we do to help?
Yeah. They were so nice and they were always wearing like blazers and stuff. They were just like really lovely people. So Sandy's like, oh my God, you guys look so elegant. Wow. And then Hannah is like next to Kiko and is like trying to give him a pep talk. Like, all right, we're going to smash it, honey. Okay, this chart because I ain't getting a new shift. By golly, I ain't getting a new shift, honey.
And Crystal's like, who's the chef? We're going to have a conversation to make sure everything is copacetic. Yeah. Otherwise, we're going to have a problem. It's like, oh, no. Poor Kiko.
I know. Kiko's like, oh, no. They seem very picky. They might want, you know, something nicer than chicken fingers. I'm not sure I can do that.
So then they go on the tour, and they dance around in the kitchen eating oysters.
So far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good. Check the hot tub. Everything's fine. Then all the music stops again while Jess irons. Like, she's like, ugh.
It's like, Jess, are you ironing the preference sheet? We need you to iron the uniforms.
And then out of nowhere, we get Alex's backstory. It's backstory day. He's like, yeah. Coming out of high school, I had a 1.9 GPA because I had a learning disability. And my sister had twice as high as me. So that's like an 8.4. And that's why I like yachting, all right? Because I don't got to know stuff.
That's exactly what I want to hear from people who are in charge of the vessel that is in between me and death. Wow, this... We're on this giant vessel in the middle of the sea. One thing could go wrong and we all go down. Love hearing that the guy who's in charge of my life just loves not learning things.
Yeah. So then Jess and Rob make out. And then now it's time to get the oysters on, okay? So the guests are relaxing on the bridge deck waiting for food. And one of the guys goes, well, when in Rome, do as the Romans, man. And when in Spain, do as the Spaniards.
Yeah. The Spaniards. Whatever it was, yeah. And then, so now Kiko comes out to talk to them about the menu and everything. And again, they seem so high maintenance, but they wind up being totally fine. And they, you know, because one doesn't want gluten, one doesn't want meat, but they all are like, but we all like fish. Yeah, we'll all do fish. Yeah, yeah. And they all are like cheering, like, yeah, fish, yeah. And Kiko's like, hey, Kiko, I got this. Hey, Kiko.
He's like, well, I'll do what's on the preference sheet. Everybody's different. And Crystal goes, exactly. Like, proudly. Like, yes. Welcome to your 10 different dishes a night. He's like, I'm going to put meat, chicken, fish, so everybody's happy. I have a question, though, because maybe I wrote this down, though. But didn't she say, let's have a conversation about the menu. And one guy says, no vegetables. And she goes, oh, no, not in anything. And no meat, because we don't eat meat. But somebody eats fish. So if you don't eat meat or vegetable, what do you want? Just potatoes? Do you just want French fries?
I mean,
what do I make you?
I don't know. But you do raise an interesting point. You do.
I'm just looking for a new diet.
I think that maybe they just
like wait.
Maybe they just something. Didn't want like a vegetable only. Like I don't know. I can't say. I'm not going to speak for them or try to understand what they wanted.
Yeah. So Kiko's like, thank you very much. Kiko gotta cook now.
Yeah. And then Sandy's up in, you know, in her Sandy place, and she's like, oh, swells are rolling in. Wow. Oh, there was one right there. I just said wow again. Kiko, you hear that one? Hear that? The swells? You hear a swell of wows? Okay.
Swell, 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 swell. Music, 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 anchor. Swell, swell. Get the swell out. Get
anchor
the anchor down.
Down. Anchor down.
Swell,
anchor
swell,
down.
Swell,
get
swell.
That anchor down. Anchor, anchor.
Everything
anchor.
Stops while Jessica, while Jess just stares at laundry again.
Like, yeah. Duh. I thought something terrible was happening because she just stares at hangers in her hand. And I was like, oh, I thought she was getting a text message. I was like, uh-oh, something happened. But it was just her staring at hangers.
Yeah.
So now the jet skis are going in the water, and Kiko is preparing some steak, and there's a lot of question about, like, should there be sauce on the steak, or no, or sauce on the side. He's like, no, we're putting sauce on the steak.
Yeah, because the steak is getting cold because it's taking too long for them to run the steak, right? So he pours the sauce on, hoping that'll warm the steak up. So they serve that, and Crystal's is too cooked. But yeah. They say that they like it to the captain. But she's like, those steaks look terrible.
Kiko, that was like, you know what those steaks reminded me of? Mom. You know what mom is? It's wow upside down. It's the wrong way wow. Okay?
Wow the other way. So in the mess, the Bugs is like, well, I just heard the guest saying something, but I didn't understand what she said. Did you?
I don't think I even registered that she said anything.
Oh, and Kiko's like, is everything okay? And Hannah's like, yeah. And Bugs just makes a face like, it is not okay unless you're like a steak covered in sauce not wearing a beret.
So Sandy's like, hey, Keeks, did they ask you to put gravy on the steak? He's like, oh, it was my idea. I thought it was nice. Looked good, right? She's like, no. Dressing on the side. And now Kiko's getting all salty. He's like, oh, seems like she just is going to come into the galley to judge me and not to help me anymore. I'm like, if you're a chef, you shouldn't be hoping for help from your captain, okay?
Like, he's like, the captain isn't doing my dishes today. What the fuck?
The captain is there specifically to judge you. She's not to help you.
So water toys. And the guy's like, how deep is this water? Pretty deep. You're on the ocean, okay?
Yeah, it's the Mediterranean Sea, so, they could film nature specials down there, so it's deep. So they're on jet skis, and the waves are wild, and this one guy, he's there with his wife, and his wife doesn't even know how to swim, but she's holding on to him, and he's going out of control, and they're like, slow down, but he doesn't listen, and he goes too fast, and he falls over.
Yeah, and then Malia's like, Mike off, and dives in and saves the day. I just wrote, men are such morons. Like, seriously. We really are. My God.
Malia's like the best bosun in the history of this show. She just does everything and does everything so well.
Yeah, because she's ready to just deal with the main fact. Men are morons.
She knows. She knows it. Yeah.
So drama music, and they drag her back in, and Pete heroically turns the jet ski back over. And she's a hero. Everyone's a hero, damn it.
So then the big crisis that was teased to us all season has now passed. Everyone's safe and sound. And then Kiko's in the kitchen going over the menu with Hannah, who also, he really should not be going over the menu with Hannah, because he's the chef, he should know what to do, right? And Hannah's just trying to help out, but Hannah's a chief stew. She's not a chef as well. And so he has this plan to do something.
So awkward. Oh, God. It sounded decent at first. She's like, sea bass, and then this kind of a foam, and then this. Like, he's going to make something really fancy. And she goes, what about chicken with potato gratin? All right.
I'm like, oh no. She's like, it's what they like. Because they had said they like chicken and stuff, which I get that they like chicken. But potato gratin is not going to be elevated. Well, you could make it elevated, but I don't think he's going to make it elevated.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, okay, this will be even easier. More swells, more swells, more swells.
Oh, God, massive swells. It's like we're riding on a bunch of wows, one after the other, just coming up and hitting the boat.
And then this part was really sweet. The girl guests are sitting, by the water. And Crystal says, I'm really proud of you, Malia. You set a good example for other women. And she's like, yeah, we need more girls on deck. And she's like, we run the world. I was like, oh, girl power.
I loved Crystal. She was great. I had such low expectations of her, and she was just, like, so amazing.
Yeah. So then the captain is like, get the toys in. We got to go to dock. Wow, wow. Mom waters. We're on mom waters.
Mom waters.
I'll anchor.
We got to get back to port right this instant, okay? Bugsy, get your thunder. We got to go.
So everybody starts getting ready for dinner. And Bugsy tells the people that they can sleep. And they love her. They love Buggy. They call her Bugalicious. She's like,
hilarious. I don't have a sense of humor, but by the look of all the smiles on your face, I'm going to say that's a funny thing you're saying.
I don't get it, but I'll accept it.
So, yeah. So they're heading back to port where the waters are calmer. And Jess is taking drink orders, which for some reason I thought was funny. Like, you guys want something? You guys want water? You want more water? Okay, great. You guys can go in the kitchen. It's over there. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Do you want water? Do you want water? That was her big contribution.
Yeah.
So then Hannah talks to her boyfriend, and then one of the ladies asks Jess what happened to her finger, and she's like, oh, I smashed it in the door cleaning. She's like, well, then no more cleaning for you. She's like, oh, I'm with you on that.
Hey, Hannah, they said I didn't have to clean anymore, so I'm just going to be reading my book on the aft deck. Bye. So 33 minutes before dinner, and Bugsy's working, and we get some more Bugsy backstory.
I've got mad drive when it comes to working. I think it all stems from my first chief stew role. I was told by a captain that I was never going to last as a chief stew because I didn't have the experience. And then I said, do you want a kiss? And he said no, and I've never been able to kiss a boy ever since. I was 14.
So the captain sees the table that Bugsy's made. She's like, oh, this is so beautiful. This non-anized table. God, thank God for Bugsy. Gee, Bugsy, whoa. And then Jess hears her on the radio in the kitchen. And she's like, at least someone does something right.
And as Sandy's saying all this stuff, Hannah's walking by and just giving just Hannah eyes. And she just goes down the stairs and is like, I fucking hate this boat.
And the funny thing, it was a rose in an upturned glass on the table, like Beauty and the Beast, which is so Bugsy to be like, oh, it's Beauty and the Beast.
Hello, bonjour, thunder, thunder, thunder.
Yeah. She's like, God, that's so clever, Bugsy. She's like, right, and it's so easy to do. Here's what you do. You take a flower, and then you put a glass. I got it. But it's very great, but you're very talented, Bugsy.
I've been making these ever since I was 14, and I told myself I would never date a beast, and then I saw Beauty and the Beast, and that changed my life forever.
So Keith goes in the kitchen like, it's so fucking stressful!
Yeah, and everyone's sort of like rooting for Kiko. You just couldn't feel it. And then you just hear like a... It's like, what happened? It's like, oh, sorry, I just banged my head on a door. Ugh, doors are so hard.
So the guy upstairs, everyone's seated for dinner, and the guy's giving his speech. He's like, 25 years ago, it was love at first sight. And downstairs, Kiko's plating. And he's like, I'm so nervous. The captain is at dinner table tonight. I'm rustic. I'm not fancy. Fuck it. I don't care anymore. That's me. I'm rustic. I cannot change. And then he drops okay. the lid on the floor.
Now, I get that. I get the whole rustic thing. And, you know, I let that fly on Top Chef. But I feel like if you're rustic, what are you doing on a yacht? Yachts, there's the exact opposite of rustic is a yacht. There's nothing rustic about a yacht. It's truly the polar opposite. When I think of rustic, I don't even know what the example of rustic is. I think of like a little inn in Massachusetts where they serve fresh butter and little rolls and you get like a stew. And then when I think of like the opposite of rustic, I don't know what I think of, but I think yacht is probably up there. So like, don't give me the excuse that you're rustic. Like, I get that you're rustic, but why are you here then, Kiko? I love you, but why are you here?
Well, rustic doesn't mean, like, sloppy, bad plating. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean, like, ugly food or, you know, fish sticks. Like, fish sticks are not rustic.
Fish sticks are not rustic, in fact. Fries, French fries. Like, if I walk into a bowling alley and they serve me a slice of pizza and some French fries and say, this is rustic food, I'm going to throw it in there. Well, I'll eat it, but then I will invisibly throw it at
them. Rustic is like a little whole roasted chicken with a sauce instead of like finely cut chicken breast with, you know, artistic carrot cuts next to it.
Rustic is Tom Colicchio at a wood fired, you know, oven in Italy with Padma in her glasses cutting something up, and Gail, you know, sweeping up the ashes in the other room. That's rustic.
Yeah. So the first course is delivered, and seared scallops on savage rice, and you, vegetarian person, oh, you non-meat-eating person, gets chicken scallops. Or non-fish-eating
this
person,
was good.
Sorry.
Yeah, this was good. This the scallops looked lovely. The rice, it was nicely plated. So far, so good.
Ow! I just hurt my finger.
What is just... Is she just like a pinball? I mean, she's just bouncing off things. What is happening to her?
And Bugsy is like, Captain is happy. Keep it up, Kiko. Keep it up. And then sloppy gratin just like slops yeah. out of the spoon. And she's like, can we do that? Can we do something to that, please?
Can you like mold it or something? Or like, I mean, it looked delicious. I wanted to eat all of that gratin. But that being said, it looked like the gratin just threw up itself on the plate.
Overly creamed, if you will.
So he's like, I am rustic. If you like, you like. If you don't, you don't. Flowers and go. Put the flowers on there.
Yeah. It was definitely messy. You're right. It was overly creamed because I think that like if it had been like an upscale potato gratin, they would have put it in. He would have been able to put it into a ring mold and it probably could have held its shape, right? But it did have too much liquid.
Yeah, I love a potato dish. If anybody needs to know how to cook a potato dish, come to me. I've got the best recipes for all of them. And that was overly creamed. I'm not really an expert on anything, but potatoes?
You sound like you're reciting the lyrics of like your own musical number, right? Like, hey, the villagers, you need to know about potatoes. Come to me. Come to me. I know about the potatoes.
Come on down. So the next thing is delivered, and it's chicken wrapped in bacon or prosciutto or something.
Yeah.
Doesn't look great. One girl gets a lightly fried sea bass. Yeah. And so this is not the Vegas dinner, obviously.
No, this is not.
I'm getting that like way later. So no,
this is
like
just,
okay,
this is just the
so
precursor.
Far.
This dinner was like nice overall, but again, the first dish was good, but the second dish was not terribly elevated. And they like it, but then, you know, one of the guys is like, this is cool, but I would have liked the sea bass, you know?
Yeah.
And one guest keeps calling him Keto.
Yeah, they keep calling him different names. They call him Keto, Kodo. So then in the kitchen, someone's telling Malia, oh, Hannah's like, so Malia, we have an excursion tomorrow. I was thinking of sending Bugs and Alex for some super awkward moonlighting. Is that okay? You bet that.
Yeah. I didn't take any notes on their flirtations. I was like,
Yeah, it's boring.
I can't at this moment.
It's boring.
So then Kiko has like a big moment. He has like a redemptive moment. He makes this dessert and he does this thing where he puts a spoon on the plate and sort of like powders cocoa over it or sifts cocoa over it. So there's an illusion of a spoon being on the plate. And so when they serve it, everyone's like, oh my God, wow, the presentation's wonderful. So everyone was like very happy with that.
Yeah. And Captain's like, he did a great job. But it's like super, look, this is my begrudging face. Everyone take a good look at it. This is begrudging face.
This is my mo face. You know, it's like, well, I'm going to give you a little wow, but I'm also going to give you a little mom, too. Mo.
Whoa. Whoa, Mo. So it's bedtime. Guess what Rob and Jess are doing?
And
so then Captain goes to talk to Kiko.
Yeah, and she tells him, nice job, but she still wants more of a super yacht-style dinner. Like, it was good, but wants him to be more elevated.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's not below deck unless somebody falls down the stairs. So somebody does. Yeah, it's still below deck. So the next day, Bugs is like, whoa, Jess, this look is really pretty. I love it. Great table work.
Yeah, because Jess made a tablescape with elephants and stuff. And she's like, you know, I generally try to do the best that I can. Oh! Oh, I just sat on my hand. Oh.
So breakfast, then it's time for the excursion. They take a trolley through town, and everybody's giving Bugsy and Alex shit. They're like, make out! Yeah! You guys obviously like each other.
Yeah. yeah, they're trying. They're like, yeah, you guys are dating, right? Yeah. And I was like, I got no chance. You know what I like? I like that Bugs is a fucking weirdo. She's weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, she can be like, whoa, I'm in charge of things, but then she's goofy and, you know, wears like napkins on her chest. It's so crazy.
So then we go to Kiko and Hannah in the kitchen, and she's like, listen, what are you going to do for this Vegas thing? And he's like, oh, I thought it was a Vegas or a shrimp cocktail. And she's like, I was thinking truffle fries. Maybe nachos. Nachos, that's in Vegas. They have nachos in Vegas.
What?
He's like, what are you talking about?
He had like bruschetta, and then he's like, well, I'm going to remove the bruschetta. She's like, yeah, remove the bruschetta. That's more Italian. I'm like, and he says he can make Domino brownies, which admittedly I was totally down for. But wait, like nachos? I'm like, you're on a what? What's happening here? Like Vegas, a Vegas meal should be like high rollers, not like the kids are in the suite while we're downstairs. So here's the room service.
And that's what I was thinking when he said the Domino brownies. I was like, does he mean dye? Like, is that what he means? Like, is he going to make dice brownies?
Yeah, because Domino's aren't
just brownies with a Domino painted on them. Like, what?
Domino's aren't even Vegas.
And she's like, that's what I eat in Vegas anyway. I was like, no.
No. Shrimp cocktail was like, I don't know. I don't think I even saw any shrimp cocktail being served. That was the best thing. It should have been like
a... I think she told him not to. I think he had a fancy plan, but then she was like, no, Vegas, it's like... I think Hannah probably eats in, because Hannah's thin, you know, she probably eats in Vegas when she's wasted at the end of the day when you're eating all that shit in the middle of the night. But Vegas is actually one of the biggest food cities in America. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, that's the thing, that it was shocking that he wasn't able to interpret that. And like, I mean, if it were me, I was thinking about this. I was like, I'm going to ask Ronnie what he would make. I think I probably would have put out like shrimp cocktail. I would have had lobsters, oysters, like over the top, like caviar, right? Because Vegas is about being over the top. And like a Vegas night to me is, I'm thinking if I'm a high roller, there's like champagne and just like all sorts of like opulent stuff. I'm not thinking, like, it's 2 a.m. and I just got drunk at the club in Vegas.
Yeah, it's like fine food that costs you $1,000. Or you could do the, like, buffet where you just have piles of food, but it's still really excess. Pretty generally.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're back to the tour of the city. Alex is like, you know what's great about this cathedral? I know nothing about it.
Hey, my sister, though, knows everything about it. Though, ask her, okay?
Bugsy's like, I'm so embarrassed they're trying to make us hold hands. Then they go to a hat store and buy some stupid hats. I don't care. Okay, so then...
I liked Bugsy's visor, actually, to be honest.
I liked that he gave her a visor and goes, do I know you or what?
He's right, because she probably was like, oh, I got a visor!
Yeah, she is totally a visor girl.
She's such a visor girl. Oh my god,
she is. Like a rich lady playing tennis type,
it was cute, you know?
Like it a country club lady playing tennis.
Yeah. So now it's time for the Vegas dinner, and Kiko is telling us he's not sure about the menu because it seems simple, and he's like, you know, Vegas on TV for me sounds very fancy, but I'm gonna trust Hannah's advice. What, you are the chef, what are you doing?
And wait, then the captain comes in to check on him. She's like, what time is dinner? He's like, 9. It's going to be a Vegas dinner. Not canapé, but you got it. You got a Vegas dinner. Like, how did canapé, you go from you canapés?
What does that mean? You know, not canapés, but you get it. Like, No, I don't understand what that means.
You're nowhere close to canapés.
So, like, he was almost anticipating that Captain Sandy was going to say, are there going to be canapés? Will there be canapés? No, not canapés. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. So then they're going to have a crazy Vegas night for them. They're planning to do like a Chippendales night. And Bugs is like,
the Wellington Dales.
Yeah, it's not a season of Below Deck if they don't make their deck crew go shirtless and gyrate in a way that's like no one wants to see.
Yeah. So the guests are ready to eat, and what we just see Kiko frying.
Frying.
And then, oh no, the nachos. No!
I know, nachos and, okay, don't order nachos in the Mediterranean. You know, it's like that guy said a few weeks ago, the juice in Europe, it's terrible. I'm starting to believe that the nachos in the Mediterranean are terrible too, at least based on this show. It seems like it's the easiest dish to make, and yet we're seeing professional chefs, well, I shouldn't say that, people who are employed as chefs, just fully messing it up.
Yeah, these people do not understand the nachos.
It's like very, very simple. By the way, we should also mention there was a part where Bugsy put on a mask and she's like, "We can wear these tonight, Hannah. We can wear these." And Hannah just goes, "Yay."
Yay. So all the guests are really hungry and they're like, "Oh my God, dinner's going to be so good tonight. It's Vegas night." And then Hannah brings out fried chicken and she just mutters to herself. She's like, "God, that shit." Well, he sends up the nachos, which are just offensive to everybody.
Yeah. Basically. I was like, thankfully the nachos came to just show like, no, we're just going to have something. It'll all be terrible.
Oh my God. And Malia's horrified, you know. And then one of the guys is like, "Is this Chick-fil-A or Popeyes?" And Malia's like, "That is disgusting. I cannot tell Kiko I can't serve that. Somebody has to."
Malia just puts the nachos on like a side table. Like, so technically they're out there, but like no one is seeing them, right? Oh. And then it's time for these truffle parmesan fries, which also don't look very
good.
Those
are freezer fries. Those are total 100% freezer fries.
With like powdery parmesan on top. Oh. They didn't...
And the captain is pissed. And then it's fried wild sea bass. Oh, no. And one of the guys is like, "Oh, God, fried sea bass and fried chicken. This is the most fried food I've eaten in 10 years, guys."
I know. And then the nachos, they, like, the cheese. Well, Bugsy puts the nachos on the table. She moves them onto the table. And the cheese looks, like, brownish. And it looks like... it's kind of congealed, so it looks like there's like a weird fruit roll-up on it or something. It's just not terrible. Good.
And one of the guys is like, "Yeah, this is not like last night, you know." But they're all trying to be nice, but they're like, really?
They're being so nice about it. So nice.
Bugsy goes down to the kitchen. She's like, "You want this to go out, these brownies? I mean, you want them to go out now?" He's like, "Yes, it's buffet. It's buffet." And she's like, "Brownies with nachos? It's unheard of."
And it's also like, it's not a buffet, Kiko. It's like, if it was a buffet, you would have set it up like a buffet, but it's not a buffet. It's being served family style almost. So it makes no sense. It was just like, no, Kiko, it was like truly the worst thing he could have done was this entire meal.
So Bugsy is passing the captain in the hall and she's like, "He wants dessert with the nachos. Is that unheard of?" And she's like, "Tell him no, that's disgusting." So she goes back, she takes him back, and she's like, "I have so much respect for you, but can we put the brownies out after?" And he's like, "Fine, fine."
So Sandy's asking everyone how dinner is, and they're like, "Well, it's too much fried food, but, you know, but it was good, it was good, we liked it, it was still good, it still tasted good, you know?" And then Sandy looks at the nachos and goes, "What is that?" And they're like,
"What is that?" And the guy goes, "To each his own, you know?" And Hannah's watching this going, "Jesus Christ, Sandy." Because the captain, you know, like, to bitch Kiko out is one thing behind the scenes. But in front of all the guests, to be like, "Ew, what is that?" is kind of not Hannah, cool.
Yeah, and Hannah's like, "Oh, I think I need therapy after this season." I was actually surprised that we didn't get like a million shots of Hannah popping pills this episode. I was like, this seems like a pill popper episode if there ever was one.
Well, they actually gave her some kind of line in this episode that's like, "There's not enough Valium or Percocet or heroin to get me through this."
I know, because I ate all of it right before the chatter started, which is why you don't have any footage of it.
So Crystal's like, "Yeah, this is kind of like a kid's birthday party." She's like, "I'm so, so sorry."
Could you imagine? That's like the worst thing you could imagine hearing on a yacht. She's like, "Well, this is never served on a table to a client on a super yacht in a million years. Ever, ever. Hey, hear that? Hear that? You know what I'm hearing? Not a single wow. Not a single wow."
No wows. So she goes to Bugsy and she's like, "Who put those nachos on the table? Me? Why? Because I was told to? No, call me. Just call me." And Bugsy's like, "I'm not the chief stew. I can't do that."
Kiko told me they're thunder nachos, and I always bring the thunder. What was I supposed to do?
So Hannah comes up and the captain's like, "Hannah, you didn't serve Mila's nachos. Why would you serve those?" And Hannah goes, sorry, I didn't save those nachos." And she just passes by them all bitchly.
She's like, "I am not taking responsibility for this thing." So the, yeah, upstairs the guests are still like, wow, and this, the one guy's like, this is more like my kids' food, like my 10-year-olds. And Crystal is still, she's so nice, she's like, but it was good though, it was good. I mean, it was 10-year-olds, but it was good, right? It was good. And the service has been great. Okay, service has been great. And we got toast to Captain Sandy for keeping it real. She kept it real. They're like trying so hard to put a positive spin on this like very terrible meal.
Yeah. So then in the kitchen. I saw Kiko. Kiko is like, everyone okay down there or up there? And Bugs is like,
I don't know, to be honest. I just got the tail end of it.
He's like, well, what'd they say?
Well, that it was like a kid's birthday party. He's like, I don't understand these people.
Yeah, because the thing is that when Hannah had come down beforehand and Kiko was like, how is everything? And Hannah's like, yeah, it's fine. It's good. You know? So now, so he thought everything was going well, and now this is the first time he's heard that it is not going well at all.
Yeah. So then he's like, well, I can't say I tried my best this time because it isn't my food. You know, I Googled Vegas and I spoke with Hannah, and then it's like 10 hours earlier. Truffle fries would be good. Maybe nachos. Dun, dun, dun. And the captain's like, leave Hannah out of this, all right? This is not her fault. This would never be served on a super yacht, ever, okay? It's like a kid's birthday party and nachos. I mean, God, a kid's birthday party would be better, honestly. This is just...
Yeah, so even Hannah's like, you know what? Like, I tried my best. I tried my best to help him. I said, have you considered string cheese? That's delicious. What about Oreos? People like Oreos, okay? Fruit roll-ups. I didn't mean the nachos to look like that. I said, just regular fruit roll-ups. I tried my best.
You know, listen, I said, Kiko, what would you do for a Klondike bar? And he didn't answer. So, you know what? It's up to him.
I said, listen, we can order a bunch of push pops. How about that? He said, no.
So back to the captain, back to Captain and the Kiko. She's like, the clients were nice, but I apologize. She's like, should I go apologize? She's like, don't even bother. You know, the fact that you have to Google really bothers me.
And he's like, yesterday, did you like what you saw? And she's like, dinner? No. To me, it was like crew food. I was like, oh, God, Kiko. You just see his heart breaking. Poor Kiko.
He's like, I totally respect your opinion. If you want to fire me, I tried. And she's like, just get through the charter, please. Let's just get through. He's like, no, it's fine. It's your decision. She's like, just do your food. Do your food. He goes, I understand. If I leave, I leave. And she's like, well, let's just get through this. And he says, and then I leave.
She's like, she just nods. Yeah. That's when you leave. Yeah.
Aww, Mom. Kiko.
It was so sad because I really totally respect that he understood that this was just out of his league and everything. And you could see he looked like he was about to cry. And, ugh, poor Kiko. Poor Kiko.
Oh, poor Keeks. Well, that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean. All right.
All right. Thanks, y'all, for listening. We are back on our next episode with the season finale. Ooh, the season finale.
Ben's really excited.
I added some percussion. The season finale of Selling Sunset. Ooh.
Yes, we will see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.